Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 through 33. It speaks of the Lord's great care and provision for us. The scriptures read as follows. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Holy Father, we give you glory and we enter your presence this morning in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are the giver and the sustainer of our lives. You are a holy God and you're worthy to be praised. We declare this morning that your mercy endures forever, and we are grateful that you touched on us, that you touched us and smiled on us. So our testimony at the breaking of this day is that you are great and greatly to be praised. We ask that you forgive us for our sins and the very thoughts and actions that are contrary to your divine instructions for our lives. You called us to be holy because you are holy. So we receive your forgiveness, and we thank you, God, that you are cleansing us even now from all unrighteousness. We ask that you touch us this morning and renew our strength under this anointing. We seek your kingdom, God, and your righteousness, and we thank you for adding things to us. We thank you, Holy Father, for the truth of your word and for every promise that you have made to us. You wrote the great story of our lives from the end to the beginning, so we stand on your promises and we worship you now with expectation to see your favor as we live. We reject and rebuke the spirit of fear and worry because you take care of us, God. You take care of the birds of the air, so surely you would take care of your sons and daughters. We pause now to say thank you, Lord, for every miracle, every breakthrough, every divine answer, every new mercy that you have released to us today. Lord, we declare that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice, Lord, because your word is true. We rejoice because your favor is greater than our problems. We rejoice because there are miracles unfolding in our lives right now. We rejoice, God, because the scriptures declare that we are created for your glory and you formed us and made us for your great purpose. Holy Father, be glorified in us today and help us to live in a way that will make your name glorious in the sight of all men. Lord, we ask even now that you release your anointing, touch our minds, and let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight because you are our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, let your healing stream flow down from the heavenly realm past every demonic hindrance into our minds and bodies so your glory can be revealed in us. We declare that you are the God who heals, and you sent your word to heal all our diseases. Lord, we ask that you heal the brokenhearted and repair the breach in every place where the satanic influence caused harm in the lives of your redeemed. We pray total and final deliverance now in the lives of believers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask in this presence, in the presence of your glory, that you destroy every demonic influence, every demonic assignment, and every demonic soul tie that is a hindrance to your people. We declare that it is so because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we thank you that the saints who are passing through trials of deep water will not drown because you have sent help from your sanctuary and strength out of Zion. We thank you for the assurance of your word that those who are going through fiery trials will not burn because you are our protector and our keeper. God, we praise you right now for your divine covering and a way of escape for the saints in the name of Jesus. Lord, your glory is awesome in this place, and you reign. You are holy, God, and you're worthy of our praise. God, your way is perfect. Your word is proven, and you are a shield to all who trust you. We know your name, Lord, and we trust you because you have not forsaken those who seek you. So we stand in your grace, and we declare that we belong to you. In obedience to your word, God, we lean not to our own understanding today, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we trust you to direct our paths. Lord, we give you glory in this great day that you have made, and we enter your courts with praise. We praise you because you are the only wise God, our Savior, and we give you glory because you have won the victory, and you are worthy of our praise. Our testimony of faith today is that the battle was not ours, but it belongs to you, Lord. So we stand steadfast on your word, and we wait in faith to see your salvation in our lives. We declare your glory even as the heavens declare your glory. We bless your name, God, with all that is within us, and we give you our best praise, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. We shout unto you this morning, God, with a voice of triumph, because you are doing great and wonderful things for us. Even if we can't see all the tremendous works of your hand, God, our testimony is great of the works of your hands, and your mercies are new this morning. God, we receive every new mercy that you have preordained and released to us in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, and we thank you for grace sufficient for us to be successful in all that we endeavor today. We are grateful that your compassion does not fail, so we reverence your presence and we say, welcome, Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. We ask that you move even now and have your way in this atmosphere of faith. We need you, Lord, and our request is that you save now, we pray. And, oh, Lord, we pray that you send now prosperity. You are our God, and we will praise you. You are our God, and we will exalt you. We declare that your presence is here to heal, to restore, to bless, to lift the heavy burdens, and to destroy yokes by the power of your anointing. So in this sacred moment, we ask that you purify us in your presence and make us over again. Touch our hearts, Lord. Change us to be better for your glory. We give ourselves to you, and we trust you, Lord, to order our steps so we will not miss what you have preordained for us. So we take authority in this prayer, and we trust you with our lives. We thank you that we have confidence in this prayer, that everything that we ask according to your will, we have it in the name of Jesus. We stand unified against every hindering thought that attempts to interfere with the power and authority of this prayer. And we take every negative thought captive until it lines up with the truth of your word. We cast down every imagination and every thought of doubt, lack, insecurity, stress, and fear. And we trust you, God, because you are our shepherd, and you made us for your glory. You crafted us for success. You made us for your good pleasure. Lord, we live and move and have our being in you, and we worship you as we live with the spirit of expectation. We trust you, and we expect to see the move of your hand as we live by faith and not by sight. We expect victory and not defeat. We expect to receive every good and perfect gift from your hands. We expect to see your goodness, God, as we live by faith. We expect to receive help from heaven when we call on your great name. We expect to see walls fall and obstacles removed by faith at the power of the Holy Spirit. We expect to see every Goliath fall when we direct our stones of faith. We expect to see the heart of the king, leaders, and those who oppose us turn like rivers of water, even as you execute your will in the earth, Lord. We that our destiny partners and covenant partners will help us and treat us as children of the Most High God. So we pray fervently, and we war in the spirit this morning with superior weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And we claim victory and every benefit of our covenant with you in Jesus' name. God, we receive your joy as we pray. Thank you for unspeakable joy being released in the hearts of the saints this morning. No matter what we have to face, no matter what mountain stands before us, we say grace, grace to the mountain and call it to be removed as we rejoice in you and receive your joy, that unspeakable joy. Because you formed this, Father, and you preordained us. You preordained us to possess great things. Because, God, you formed us in the womb and you knew us and you sanctified us and appointed us to a special purpose for your glory. even if we have stumbled and faltered along the way. We thank you that your plan for us shall be, because your mouth declared it, God, and whatever you've spoken from your mouth, it cannot return to you void. So we dismiss every thought of failure, every thought of doubt, and we claim the victory, because, God, we are who you declared us to be. We are what you have spoken us to be, not the mistakes that we've made, not the things that we've been through, but, God, we thank you for the grand and royal purpose that you've called and preordained for our lives, and we praise you for that this morning, and we declare greater. We declare greater in this atmosphere of faith. And we thank you that we shall see what you have preordained. So we walk on by faith. We've turned the next page of our story to see what you have written, because it's a wonderful thing, because your thoughts toward us are great. And God, we take our rightful place. We take our rightful place as joint heirs with Christ. And we declare that the blood covers us this morning, and that we are cleansed from all unrighteousness. So we speak to the atmospheres. Your angels move on our behalf at the sound of your powerful voice. Speak health and purpose of our lives. And we thank you, God, for satisfying us with long life. We speak increase and abundance over our resources, because your word declares that you delight in the prosperity of your servants. We speak safety, opportunity, and peace over our children, because they're precious in your sight, and Lord, they belong to you. We speak love, wisdom, and forgiveness over our minds, because we are free from every cord of wickedness that once had us bound. And we declare total deliverance from addictions, secret sins, and besetting sins. God, we speak unity over the church, and we call it a house of prayer and hope in this dark world. We speak repentance over this nation and call this nation to hear your great voice and to line up with your word in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you, God, and we ask that your kingdom come and that your will be done, as the works of the enemy are destroyed. We pray against the lawless spirit of the Antichrist that is at work in the earth to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we claim the abundant life of Jesus Christ according to John 10:10. Lord, we fight the good fight of faith according to your word, and we believe to see the fruit of our faith because we trust you. You are God, and we thank you, God, for favorably speaking over us and blessing us. We call on your name, Jesus, because there's power in your name. Your word declares that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So we thank you for the gift of salvation and for your eternal presence, because we trust you. We thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us this very moment at the right hand of God, because we have placed our faith and trust in your salvific power. Lord, we commit every plan, every desire, every vision, every dream, every relationship, every decision, and all our hopes into your hands, because we trust you. We ask that you order our steps and cause us not to be ashamed. Lord, we ask that you prove our doubters and our haters to be wrong as we go forward in confidence, knowing that you are for us and you are more than the world against us. Lord, thank you for commanding doors to open and promotions to be released to us in the name of Jesus. We praise you for showing yourself mighty in our lives and for making a way for us, because we trust you. We are grateful that you are not limited by our resources, but you supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they who dwell therein. So we thank you, God, for being a faithful God and for supplying our needs today and for removing every worry, because, God, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. As we depart from the prayer line, but never from your presence, we say thank you. Even now, God, for those under the sound of my voice, I speak a spirit of worship, a spirit of praise, and we say thank you, God. We've entered your courts with thanksgiving, and we say thank you. We've entered your courts with praise, and God, we thank you, and we shout unto you this morning. We release praise into the atmosphere. We release your praise into the atmosphere, because you're a great God, and you're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Lord, our testimony is that your name is worthy to be praised, and we bless you, God. We give you the first fruit of our lips this morning. Before we speak to anyone else or think about anything else, God, we say thank you. We say you're great, you're mighty, you're wonderful, you're the Prince of Peace. You're the everlasting Father, and we thank you, God, for releasing an anointing to us, an incredible anointing, that you'll open, Father, doors, that you'll provide all that we need. And, Lord, we bless you and lift up this prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Say thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. And as a final word, I simply say to you, trust God, walk by faith and not by sight.